All right, next up we've got the Bafo Yucks dudes with Green with Envy.
I don't mean to color your attitude, but lifting your style is all that it took. You are nothing but platitudes. Green with envy is not a good look. One piece of the rainbow is enough for me. Did I choose the right slice? We'll wait and see. She was my queen, I am your pawn. You read my mind and now I go on. I don't mean to color your attitude, but lifting your style is all that it took. You are nothing but platitudes. Green with envy is not a good look. The color of my...
And my first thought when I first heard the song and I saw the title was, is it a good idea to name your song after a cliche? I worried a little bit about that initially. And later as I heard the chorus, I thought, cliches are also not a good look, but it is what it is. So, and green is definitely the color of envy. This was a case, you know, where I really looked at the lyrics and I thought, this is another case where we're telling and not showing. And you know, it's just like, and I have a lot of questions. Like, this is obviously a song about a person who has a problem with another person, and it's like a relationship issue. But like, why are they mad and why are you getting sick? Why are you green with envy? Like, what is the object? And I feel like there might be another person in there. Like, she is my queen, I am your pawn. I don't know. I didn't quite get this song. I thought there was a lot of vagueness in the lyrics, and I sort of wished it was like a little more specifics, or I understood why somebody was envious, or why, you know, why they were green with envy. I had a lot more questions than answers in terms of the lyrics. I thought musically, like, starting with the chorus is always a good idea, and I think they sort of led off with what the best part of the songs. I thought the electric drums sounded really good. I liked the energy of the drums, and they sounded sort of like breakbeats to me. I thought some of the synth melodies were good, but I just had a hard time with the story and the overall lyrical content, and I couldn't get past the like sort of song title as cliche.
Full disclosure, Tommy has been a guest on this podcast. He's a great guy. I'm a fan. But anyway, just like Chumpy mentioned, starting the song on the chorus is a good power move. You know, it sort of forces the listener to get into the catchy part of the song immediately. And I like how up-tempo this song is and how quickly some of the lyrics buzz by. And those lyrics have some charm. But I still don't think it's going to get ranked very highly. And it's hard for me to put a finger on why. Maybe just tradition. That's a joke. But maybe the lead vocals sound more like proclamations than melody, you know? That's not a very good criticism either, because I know Devo could get away with it. So I don't know why I'm not letting these guys get away with it too.
What did you think, Brian?
Yeah, I have noted down, you know, trying to parse the lyrics, it was kind of tough. So, I mean, like, there's a she. Is she pretending to be the person you're in love with? Like, are there two people in this? Are there three? And just, like, kind of getting confused. Not like all these songs, again, need to be, like, short stories really spelled out clearly, per se, but we've talked a lot about this. There's a kind of happy medium where there's symbol and there's literal and you know it when you see it, like the perfect balance. I think the phrase lifting her style is doing a lot of work in telling that story. And it's just, it doesn't, that phrase isn't very musical to me, and I don't know what it is saying. So maybe that would be a spot to focus to strengthen it. I do like, though, in that chorus that keeps repeating, how the second and fourth lines end with these short, choppy words. All that it took is not a good look. I don't know why. Like, that wouldn't always be musical, but sort of in this case, precisely because it's not, or it's a little bit more jarring, I just like it. Sometimes a rough word among pretty words is a pretty effective tool. So I liked that. Yeah, nice and snappy. I mean, it covered a lot of ground in just a couple minutes. I thought the kind of the transition into and out of the bridge was a little clumsy, and maybe we didn't even really need this particular bridge, but that also speaks to how the melodies kind of weren't leading anywhere, resolving anywhere per se, kind of seemed to add it on. But yeah, some good stuff in the lyrics there too.